Right. So go ahead and review the section on attachment theory, and then we'll work through the discussion questions together.
Sounds good.
I flip through my psychology textbook and convincingly pretend to read, but only long enough for my professor to turn his back to me. Usually, he's dressed so formally. Crisp slacks and a white button-down, folded at the sleeves. Dark hair combed and perfectly in place. Tonight is different, though. He's opted for a more casual look, and God, does it suit him. His black t-shirt stretches across a broad chest. Gray joggers hang on his hips. His hair a bit tousled. It's impossible to focus on anything other than how gorgeous the man is. So, it's a good thing I already know the material backwards and forwards. Psychology is my major, and after 3 years studying and learning the ins and outs of it, I could probably recite this textbook if he asked me to. You wouldn't know that by my latest test score, though. I failed it. Miserably. So bad that you'd have to be trying to miss so many questions. And I was. The professor holds special study sessions each week for students who need to earn a little extra credit, and I needed an excuse to attend. For weeks, he and I have been embroiled in a little game of cat and mouse. Flirtatious banter, lingering stares, a heated spark. There's no denying there is an intense reaction between us. Except, he's my professor, and I'm his student, and the connection between us couldn't be more forbidden. And that's why neither of us have acted on it. Yet. Still, I couldn't resist a few extra minutes alone with him. The library is quiet tonight. And it's late enough that we're the only ones left here. Even the other students from the other study session have gone home now. But both the professor and I linger.
All set?
His enormous hands grip the edge of the table as he stares at me over the rim of his glasses. The look stirs something inside of me, and I feel a heat rush to my cheeks. All I can think about is what he can do with those hands. The way he'd hold me, the way he'd touch me.
Ahem.
Yep, all done. Do you think you could explain this section to me again? He smirks at me. And I start to get the feeling that he knows exactly what I'm up to.
Why is it that my star student suddenly doesn't remember anything about?
The clap of thunder seems to shake the library, and as the lightning flashes, all the power in the building is knocked out.
Oh, shit. The doors have electric locks, so we won't be able to get out without power. You stay here. I'm going to see if I can find the breaker box.
I'll call campus support and see if anyone can come, just in case. He nods, and then disappears toward the back of the library and into a small utility room as the storm intensifies. I call the emergency line, and it rings and rings until someone finally picks up.
Hello? I was in the library with Professor Burke, and the storm knocked the power out. We can't get out. An hour? You're serious? Someone can't come sooner? No, that's fine. Thank you. Ugh, maybe this wasn't such a good idea after all. Maybe this is the universe trying to smite me for lying in the first place. I sit for a minute, watching through the window as wind rips through the trees and rain pours down. This place is eerie without the lights, and I don't like sitting here all alone, so I decide to follow him. As I get close to the room, I hear a bang, and then him hissing.
Fuck.
My stomach leaps into my chest as I come around the corner.
The professor is standing in front of the breaker box with his shirt off. The material in his hand as he fiddles with the breakers, trying unsuccessfully to get it to trip. His back muscles tighten as he rakes his fingers through his thick, dark hair. Even from behind, I can tell how sexy he is. Is everything okay, Professor?
The breaker's totally fried. We'll have to wait until the generator kicks on or campus support gets here.
Well, that might be a while. They said that power is down all over campus and their priority is the dorms, so it could be an hour before someone is here.
So, you and I are stuck here alone for a while.
The tone of his voice isn't annoyed or upset. It's more excited. I lose all train of thought as he turns around and faces me, bare-chested and shirt still in hand. I pictured him shirtless a dozen times, but seeing it in the flesh puts every fantasy I've had to shame. Every refined, chiseled muscle looks like it was carved out of pure granite, and all I can think about is running my fingers down his bare chest. God, he's so hot. And what's worse is that he knows it. He smirks at me, and I know I've been caught very shamelessly checking him out.
Maybe I should teach you with my shirt off, and then you'd pay better attention.
No. I think that might have the exact opposite effect. If you taught with your shirt off, I'd never be able to concentrate on anything else. Oh my goodness. Did I really just say that out loud? Oh, my cheeks flood with embarrassment. Despite all the flirting we've done, I've never admitted my attraction to him.
Is that so?
He takes a few slow, calculated steps towards me, and I can feel my heart race the closer he gets. The energy in the room shifts at my admission. And I almost wonder if I've made a mistake until I feel his stare land on me, studying every inch of my body. First to my lips, then down to my chest, lingering on my hips. He wants me too, and he isn't hiding it.
I guess I'm going to have to find a better punishment for you then. It seems my late-night study sessions aren't deterrent enough to keep you on track.
Maybe you just need to find the right incentive. Something about the darkness makes me feel bold. As out of sorts as he makes me, I feel confident and more sure of what I want than ever before. Aren't you the one who's always talking about how effective positive reinforcement can be?
Well, look at you. Maybe you have been paying attention after all. Tell me, what do you think a proper incentive might be for you?
Now that I've decided how badly I want this, how badly I want him, I'm not going to let anything get in the way. I lean forward until my lips hover right at his neck, and the slightest shiver runs across his skin. Oh, I'm very easy to please. I twist a piece of hair between my fingers, letting my body brush against him. I feel his erection grow as I tilt my hips up and into him.
I want to hear you say it. Tell me what you want. Exactly what you want.
My voice catches in my throat.
Don't get shy on me now. This is what you wanted, isn't it? When you failed that test on purpose?
I didn't... His fingers land gently on my lips as he shakes his head.
Don't lie to me again. You expect me to believe that one of the best students in my class suddenly can't get a single question right on one of the easiest tests of the entire semester?
My eyes fall. I can't even muster up an excuse.
I don't know whether to be impressed with the effort or offended you thought I was stupid enough to fall for it.
I don't think you're stupid. I just didn't want to... I thought it wouldn't be allowed.
Because I'm your professor, and you're my student.
It's all I can do to nod. His hand is still on my cheek. His body still so close to mine that I can feel the heat radiating off of me. Yeah, and that you're 15 years older than me.
You're right. It wouldn't be allowed, and we could both get into all kinds of trouble. Do you want me to stop?
No. Do you?
No. I don't want to stop. So we're two consenting adults, right?
I nod wildly. Yes, God, yes. I'd consent to anything he wants me to do.
Then I guess we're going to have to keep it on the down low.
Suddenly, his mouth is on mine with a fast, frenzied kiss. It holds weeks of pent-up energy between us, and as it all comes spilling out, I'm almost dizzy. His strong arms hold me to him as he begins to move, walking us both out into the main room of the library. It's still dark, except for the few flashes of lightning that light up the sky outside. It feels safe under the cover of darkness, where no one can see us. No one can stop us. We're free to do whatever we want. God, I've thought about this for so long. I breathe against him, wrapping my arms around his neck, fingers tangling in his dark hair. He smells so good. A mix of nature and spice that's almost intoxicating, lighting up my nerves until I can't get enough. He hoists me up, bracing me with one arm against the bookshelf, his other behind my head so it doesn't hit the cool, hard metal.
Tell me then. Tell me what you thought about.
It's hard to get the words out, and at my hesitation, he pulls back. A tiny, disappointed moan escapes my lips, and he smirks at me.
I'm going to give you what you want, Princess, but I need to hear it first.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.